The cartoon character Pepe the Frog has become a symbol of anti-Semitism and hatred on the internet. And next Monday night at 10 p.m., PBS will air a documentary, Feels Good Man, that tracks the 10-year history of its transformation. We talked with director Arthur Jones and producer Giorgio Angelini about their film. And in our second segment, we begin with Giorgio to talk about the kind of people that find this meme appealing.
This is kind of the danger, right? It starts off as a joke with authentic, quote unquote, I guess, ironically, authentic trolls online who are just looking to have a laugh. But in the nature of the internet, where things kind of don't have context and don't have backstory, the joke becomes reality. And for some people, it becomes very difficult to distinguish between the joke and the reality. And so I think QAnon is a great example of like where this is headed. It started with Pepe, which was very simple. It was just a cartoon frog, which people could kind of build a coalition around and invent an ideology behind. And now QAnon is like a much more, I would say thought through, but at least it has a much more complex ideology behind it. But they both stem from the same kind of phenomenon, which is things starting off as a joke told by trolls online and then through the hive mind of the internet coming out the other end as an actual ideology.
Well, and it's a story about how memes are really the most potent form of public discourse right now. So I think Pepe can be easily explained away as this like silly frog or whatever in some ways, but the reality is memes and the way people share memes online are now becoming the biggest tool for the way that we all communicate. And it's also becoming the biggest tool that politicians use to communicate with their base. So people who were making Pepe and other political memes in 2016 were a huge part of Trump's initial coalition because they were people who weren't passive observers of Trump. They were people who are participating in the campaign. If you make a meme, you post it online, suddenly you're ending up on bigger websites by more popular figures. You get retweeted by maybe the president, you know, the presidential candidate himself. You feel as though you're like part of something. You're part of something much bigger. So it's a way in which people are galvanized, and it's a way in which people kind of like emotionally become connected through these like memes. And so, you know, the story of Pepe is a case study in the way in which memes and ideas now work their way through the attention economy of social media and affect all of us.
So finally, how did the two of you decide to do this film?
I'd been a fan of Matt Fury, the cartoonist who made Pepe the Frog, for years before Pepe even became a meme. I'd been a fan of Matt's comic books and his artwork. And so when I'd see Pepe online, I always felt like Pepe was lost in some way. As a fan of the comics, I was like, oh no, what happened to Pepe? And so, you know, that's what drew me to it initially. And Giorgio's a great filmmaker. He made a film called Owned, A Tale of Two Americas, that's about housing policy in post-war America. And I'd done some animation on that. And so we realized that Pepe was this really, like, unique subject matter where we could tell this small story about an artist that I had like a very personal attachment to, and then these larger cultural ideas that we were both seeing play out you know, during the 2016 election.
Feels Good Man will air next Monday night at 10 p.m. on PBS. We've been speaking with Arthur Jones, who is the director, and Giorgio Angelini, the producer. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.